Now, just for some simplicity, we're going to take a few simple numbers for the spring and dampers and mass, just for the illustration. And of course, we can compute all of this using MATLAB. We can input an ABCD matrix in, then we can pack them together, get a system matrix. Then we can use a bisection algorithm, which are already implemented in the MATLAB. One command is we can use the Achenfein norm of the transfer matrix. Then we also need to specify what accuracy, okay, or the relative error we want. Here we take the relative error of less than 100th of percent. So that's probably decent enough. Depending on what problem you have, then you can take different accuracies. The finer accuracy, of course, is take a little bit longer, but most time it's not a big deal. Now we can also compute the frequency response and then check whether we really get those numbers. Indeed, we take a logarithm of the frequency between 0.1 and 10. We take sufficient points. We take 200 points between these two decades of frequency, and then we can evaluate the frequency response at each frequency. Okay, this is the command of FRASPR will do the job. Then we do the SVD at each frequency. Okay, we do the SVD at each frequency, so we can plot single values, and then we plot it. We're going to plot in such a way, the plot is in terms of log magnitude and log frequency, and we plot the singular values. And we can see that from the figure in the showing next page that the infinite norm is around like 11.47.